Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of November, recording at 9:04 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, it's good to be back, contributing to Comment of the Day and the audio. And before I start tonight, I would just like to again thank so many of you for your heartfelt messages regarding Mrs. Fuller's health. They are very much appreciated by both of us. Now, what's going on here today in terms of highlights? Well, stock markets were weaker following that lead from Wall Street last night. So we had declines in Asia, although not much by China, which had that big upward dynamic on Monday. European stock markets were quite weak with declines. As I look at the screen, looks like Italy 6% on the downside, several fives, including the German DAX and the Euro Stoxx 50, and nothing less than 3% on the downside. Wall Street has done a little bit better. It had been down 3% at one time across the indices, then rallied to virtually unchanged an hour before the close, but then slipped back to declines on the order of 2%. Long-dated government bonds, prices were firmer in the USA, slightly down in Europe. Standout here was the strength of the US dollar, pushing back to retest its high on the US dollar index, currently at 87.075. It's the strength of the dollar and also the yen, because the US dollar was down against the yen. That is significant. In energy contracts, most commodity contracts, these were quite weak, but crude oil trading at 58.64. Natural gas, which had a good day yesterday, has had an even bigger down day here today, back to 6.7. Gold, also getting clipped, currently 733, that's down 13, and silver down nearly 50 cents to 973. So quite a bit of selling in the commodity sector against background of the dollar rally. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we know that stock markets are cheap on many comparisons, from sentiment to trend, accelerated trends. There's been a lot of climactic activity. We know that valuations are much improved, extremely attractive for some markets, not least among emerging markets. But we also know that the earnings outlook is not just clouded in uncertainty, but outright bearish here as far as the short to medium term is concerned, and that remains a problem. Now, what concerns me more than that as far as market technical factors in the short to medium term is that the dollar's strength, and before my absence due to family medical reasons, we had seen the dollar get overstretched on the upside once again and then move into what looked like a consolidation, ditto the yen against most currencies, but they have firmed up here again, particularly the US dollar. That suggests to me that the deleveraging process that has been taking place is still not over. In terms of stock market indices, we had seen some decent bounces, and we have seen ranges form, small ranges form, but stock markets have run into resistance once again near the higher side of those ranges, and of course they all remain within overall downward trends. So that's hardly an environment to reinvigorate animal spirits, as it were. And my own hunch is that we have a number of base formations beginning to form. We have certainly the preconditions, particularly the climactic action, and then some phenomenal upward dynamics off those lows, off the late October lows. Those were really quite impressive. Now, when I said in my brief contribution to the comment yesterday that markets were moving more or less in line with what we'd been looking for in October, again, there was the acceleration to the downside, some important bounces to indicate that lows of at least near-term significance had been reached. We have been looking for mean reversion in terms of the 200-day moving averages on weekly candlestick charts, and indeed we're seeing some of that, but how much of the mean reversion will be in the form of a continued rally, and how much will be in terms of sideways activity at best, to take the opposite extreme, and a falling moving average, certainly remains to be seen. We know that the overall downward trends are, of course, still intact. So in terms of upside scope, it remains for the bulls to prove, and the bulls are content to watch, sitting on cash despite some of the very attractive valuations that remain. And we can hardly blame them. I'm certainly not feeling adventurous here at this stage, although if you'd asked me a year ago if markets had fallen to these levels, well, first, in all honesty, I wouldn't have believed it. But I would have said, absolutely, I'll be committing the not insignificant cash reserve that I've held throughout. But at this stage, I want more reassurance. It's not unreasonable to think that in terms of the United States, at least, and quite possibly some other Western G8 economies, that we are seeing an epical event unfolding here. And it remains a worry. So I will want to see reassuring base formations before investing more of my capital. I'm content to hold out for or to stay in cash and receive a yield, albeit a diminishing one, once quite attractive, but inevitably coming down as these interest rates continue to be cut. Now, lots of activity going on. Central banks have certainly been galvanized into action. Governments are becoming more stimulative in terms of fiscal policy. So the reactive, crisis-oriented central banks have, as I described it early last month, set out to cross their Rubicon in terms of monetary and fiscal policy. But that alone is not going to check what is a massive global deleveraging, and there are many questions about what kind of financial order will reemerge. We've got the G20 meeting coming up. There's an interesting article by Gideon Rackman that I've posted today, The Bretton Woods Sequel Will Flop. He's probably right on that. But I think eventually politicians will get it right in terms of their bailout packages, in terms of new legislation and policy that is introduced. I think it would be a mistake to be too pessimistic here. At the risk of introducing a new oxymoron, I would prefer to be a skeptical optimist. And in other words, let's see what they actually produce. And usually, as we've seen with the U.S. efforts regarding its own financial crisis, we usually see a period where there's a fair amount of thrashing around before anything significant is actually achieved. Okay, that's the background overall. When the dollar does eventually peak, I think that will be a hugely important event overall, not least for gold bugs. Meanwhile, I think that as the global deleveraging continues, we could see the precious metals held in check and possibly even the lows retested, recent reaction lows retested, and perhaps succeeded. I definitely expect some IMF gold selling over the next year or so, and I think other central banks or some of the central banks will be tempted to sell some bullion as well. But the inflationary problems are over for the time being, and we, as I've mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, we have some attractive valuations and quite possibly the beginning of some base formation development. But the convalescence is likely to be lengthy, as I've said all along, and there are still justifiable concerns regarding the performance of financial shares. Okay, well, as I said at the beginning, it's good to be back and able to say all the very best to all of you.